This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
G'day, it's Dean from the team at Hide and Seek. Now, we know how much you love the show, but it's time for you to tell the boss and the rest of the world how much you love the program. To let the boss know how much you love Hide and Seek, head to joy.org.au and complete our annual listener survey. It'll only take a few minutes of your time and it'll do the world of good for us. To let the rest of the world know, if you're listening via iTunes or via Stitcher, be sure to give us a 5-star rating, and in doing that, it'll help others find out about the program. Thank you very much for your support over the last 7 years, and with your continued support, Hide and Seek will be here for many years to come.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
As we go along, let us study the male anatomy. Most men know less about their own bodies than they do about their automobiles.
The following feature has been rated R.
Don't panic.
This program contains coarse language.
It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Are you ready? Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy our show.
Welcome. Get ready for the ride.
Hide and seek.
Good evening and welcome to the show where we explore sex, sexuality and self. Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek. Hi, Andrew the Apprentice.
Hello, Dean.
You're back from overseas.
I am. It's been, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks since I've been in the
US. You went to Folsom.
I did go to Folsom, Europe, amongst other things.
And how was that?
Extremely, very, very, very good. The party scene in Berlin is like nothing else you've seen in Melbourne. Probably Sydney, for that matter.
Or in the Southern Hemisphere.
Or in the Southern Hemisphere. Yes, it's an eye-opening experience. An arse-opening experience. It's amazing. It's fantastic.
And fun was had by all.
Fun was had by all, lots of times.
Well, that's lovely. I must say, we did miss you, and we've actually missed out on something.
What's that?
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Andrew.
Thank you, Dean.
It's only a month late.
It's a month late, but that's fine. That was the premise of the trip.
To get away from,
you know, you're turning 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no going back after that.
No, so why not
escape.
Escape and have a big splurge in Europe. So I'll just tell you one of the funniest things we saw. After a week of partying in Berlin, myself, my partner, and a couple other people we knew went down to Potsdam, which is just outside Berlin, and we went to the FKK beach.
Right.
The free, essentially the nudist beach.
Right.
In Berlin.
There's a beach in Berlin?
Yes, there's a big lake and stuff.
Right, because I'm thinking sea, there's no sea.
There's this, big lake.
Right.
And the gay end, so there's a big signs, gay end of the
it nudist. Says this is the gay end.
This is rainbow flags, nudist.
Gays gay, beyond this
gay
point.
Nudist, right. Down there.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're down there. That's all good. Lots of butch Berlin boys.
Right.
Very nice.
Sun tanning. Middle of summer over there.
Yeah. And but then there were these two people, a male and a female, walking along in what to us looked like paramedic uniforms.
Right, yeah.
And they kept on walking up to people and what they were is they were the nudist police. So they walk around... And they go, You're not nude enough. You're not nude. You have to take your shorts off.
But they're fully clothed.
They're fully clothed. But they're telling all these guys and girls
to get your gear off.
Get your gear off. You're at the nudist part of the beach. Get your gear off or go down the other end.
Only in Germany.
Fantastic. Best end to the trip.
Well, yes. What a lovely way to end it all.
Now, this coming weekend
Before we get to that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We've had a message come through on 0427 Joy 949, Andrew, and we probably should share this one with our listeners.
Yes, there is a car accident on the corner of Craydon Street and Rutherdon Street.
It's not funny, Andrew.
No, I know, but...
There's police, fire and ambulance there.
There is.
You shouldn't be laughing.
So, keep avoid an eye that. Out if you're in Carlton.
Belle, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Now, on tonight's show...
I think it's the first time I've ever done traffic on hide and seek. That's what I was laughing at.
Well, it's important to
Yes, this coming weekend sees the kick-off of 10 of the kinkiest days in Melbourne.
It is Oz Kink Fest.
That is right. And coming in to help us find out all about what's happening about Oz Kink Fest.
Sarge and Sir D.
Yes, that's right. So stay tuned. If you've got a question or a comment, make sure you get in touch with us through the show.
This is how you do it.
Have your say. SMS 0427 JOY 949.
Email on air at joy.org.au.
Hide and seek. Hide and seek. Hide and seek.
Ready or not, here I come. Hide and seek. Hide somebody. Hide and seek. Everybody. Hide and seek. Hide somebody. Instruction time. Do what you want. Wrong and wrong. Take your 2 foot and stomp on the ground. Stand at attention. Show me a sign. All right. It's a stick up. Eyes to the sky.
Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice with you on Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Tonight we're talking about the annual Oz Kink Fest. We are joined by Sarge all the way from the USA. Welcome to you back again.
Thank you so much for having me again.
It's great to have you back. Sir D is with us as well. Welcome to you, sir.
Thank you.
And you've been thrown in the deep end, literally off the plane.
Literally.
You got in at 7:30 this morning.
I did, yes.
From whereabouts? From the...
I actually just moved to the east coast of America, so I flew all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow.
It was a long flight. I'm exhausted.
Well, you look fabulous.
Thank you.
Now, listeners may remember Sarge, who was here as International Miss Leather. Ms. Leather.
Correct.
How long ago was that?
5 months.
I was here 5 months ago.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great to have you back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
You're here to do what for Oz Kink Fest?
I am a workshop presenter, so I'm teaching 6 intensives.
Wow.
Oi.
Something tells me, Andrew, that when Sarge says intensive, it's intensive.
What are your specialities?
What aren't my specialities? Oh! this particular festival, I'm teaching foot play, which is my number one. That's probably my biggest thing that I'm known for.
Okay.
So foot play, bastinado, that type of thing.
I just want to say right here, I'm gagging. feet is not my thing.
It either is or isn't for people, right? So. Yeah. I'm also teaching how to add some style and grace to your BDSM.
Sure.
I think that's a really good class.
It is for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
some people are just kind of clumsy. Let's be honest.
And that's a nice way to put it.
I am teaching sensual whips. So not just cracking the shit out of your whips. Am I allowed to say shit?
You are on this show.
I thought so. I heard the whole cuss words woman said. I cuss like a sailor. So fuck.
And we're on.
What else am I teaching? Oh, my erotic shaving class, which is a huge hit. Recently, I've been teaching that a lot, and it's been getting a lot of great great feedback. So that's a lot of fun. Gosh, what else am I teaching?
Difficult conversations.
Oh, difficult conversations, which is kind of like a negotiation style class.
Do you mean what do you mean by that?
Difficult conversations is it's a what we would call a soft skills class. Mm-hmm. How to have a difficult conversation either in or out of a scene, typically between poly partners. So I teach people how to talk to your partners.
So it doesn't cover things like disclosure or consent?
Well, consent can be talked about, okay. But anything. It's any conversation, but it's just it's a skill that I've been taught that I'd like to pass on to people that is very useful.
I would imagine bringing people back to a safe space is perhaps for some one of those conversations.
That's a good idea. Yes, that's not just a safe space though.
Well, you know what I mean. Putting them back together again.
Right. Yeah. Putting them back together again. Sure.
Once you've fucked their heads right up, putting them back together again.
It's a good idea. Scene.
Am I on the right page with this?
I think so. I'm not sure.
We could have a difficult conversation about it.
Help, Andrew!
I'm actually teaching the Style and Grace class twice, so
okay.
As you're counting.
Yeah, there we go. There's
five
things.
I see you counting over there.
So what made you, only 5 months after being here, come back to participate and... To run all these workshops at OzKingFest.
Okay, so the very first time I stepped foot in Melbourne, I had this overwhelming sense of...
God, they need
fullness.
Help.
No! No, not at all. God, how terrible of you to say. No! Dean, Jesus. No! No, actually, so I had just traveled. This was like my last stop on my international tour during my international title year. And I had found lots of wonderful places all over the world.
Yep.
But here is where I literally felt like I had found home.
Oh, wow.
So I've come back twice since then.
Wow. So so what is it about Melbourne's kink scene and fetish scene that's... unique?
Oh gosh, that's a really good question.
Or that attracts you so.
The energy, it's an energy thing. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing that I can really explain other than the energy. It's very unique. It's very queer.
Tell me what, from, I guess you're in a perfect position to give us an assessment from an outsider's perspective of its strengths and weaknesses, its position, where it's sitting at the moment, what its trajectory is. What do you think of how things are going here in Melbourne?
Well, it's fresh.
Okay.
And I think that's different than anywhere else that I've been.
I'd probably concur with that from what I know of it.
And it's kind of like... I wouldn't say it's a newborn, but maybe a teenager.
Yeah.
In terms of freshness.
Yep.
And so there's enough knowledge to build upon, and there's enough older knowledge that the new people have things to grow on as well.
And I guess enough momentum to actually warrant the likes of you making such a long trip to come out.
Course.
And you know, there are people willing to engage and wanting to learn.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the responsiveness of the people around here is just overwhelming. I mean, I have not had such open arms anywhere else. So I feel like this is family.
Now, Sir D, what's your deal? What are you doing for the OzKingFest?
I'm also presenting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm presenting The Journey of Trans. And that's just a discussion on my journey into transitioning. And
more of a talk fest than a workshop type thing.
Yeah. Allowing some open, free discussion or questions in a safe environment where it's not judged.
Yeah.
So presenting that twice.
I think that there is soon to be, if it hasn't already, a very strong emerging trans queer sexual space in this town. I just sense it. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, and I think it's because we're becoming in a safer environment to be out and about.
And I think here in Melbourne we're pretty accepting too.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
We are. I think there's a large part of Victoria that's quite accepting, really.
Right. Do you sense that greater than perhaps any other state in this country? Because I certainly do. I don't know. I haven't really had that much experience in other states in this space. But I just feel that Melbourne kind of gets it on the whole.
Well, I think more of my knowledge is about Melbourne than any other states. But we've certainly done quite a lot of, especially with the M2Fs.
Yeah.
The F2Fs. The F2Ms within the last couple of years. So from my perspective, that's grown, the support's grown, and therefore a lot more have come out and being able to walk proudly
without
hiding under the timbers.
One of the things I've noticed in going to previous Oz Kink Fest, in particular the Fetish Expo, is the diversity of gender in particular, and also obviously diversity of sexuality. Sarge, is Melbourne's kink scene, from what you're aware, more gender diverse and more sexuality diverse than others around the world, or is it, are other scenes like, you know?
I would say it's on par. I would say the diversity here is the interaction between the sexuality segments.
Yep.
And that's where it's more diverse.
The
gay men interact with the straight people, who interact with the lesbians, who interact with the queer folk, who interact with the gay men. And then that's just not the case in many cities in the U.S.
There was
very segregated.
That's an interesting observation.
Yes, and having just been in Folsom, Europe, I understand there may have been some issues. I may be talking out of school here, but...
Oh, no, dish the dirt, Andrew.
Some issues around some of the female title holders of the US being invited to a function with the American male title holders, and it not going down too well.
Damn, I need to get on Facebook.
You don't have to answer that.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you do?
Mainly because these were my friends who were involved.
Okay.
All right, we can we can hold the break. Do tell.
Well.
Don't want to listen, love, it's fine.
Fine.
Don't worry. Just between us.
How about I speak in general terms?
Sure.
Okay. I would say that in general, the gay men's leather scene is considered... I'm using my little quotation fingers, superior to all other portions and segments of the leather community by the gay men leather community.
In the United States, in particular.
In the United States and Europe, especially in Europe. There is no women's leather community in Europe.
And they certainly don't mix with other leather communities, is what you're saying.
No.
Right.
It's becoming more mixed. There's more mixing occurring in the U.S., but here, it's a huge mix.
Yeah.
There's nothing but mixing, which I love.
Wanna see you again, baby? Wanna see you shake it down, baby?
L-A-S-D-Y, you nasty boy. You are on Hide and Seek, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self on Joy 94.9. Andrew the Apprentice here, along with Dean Beck. And we're joined by Sarge and Dee.
And we're talking about the Oz Kink Fest. Now, to maximise one's pleasure for the Oz Kink Fest,
yes,
there are six pleasure principles, Andrew. Number one is to seek consent. Not a bad thing to start with. Number two, communicate clearly. Number three, be risk aware. Number four, know your limitations. Number five is respect yourself and others. And number six is be responsible for yourself and your charges. Safe, sane and consensual is the way to go.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully written, yeah.
Pat yourself on the back.
And long, long time ago now. Oz Kink Fest has been around a while. Gosh, how many years now is it? About seven or eight, I think.
So, Sarge, there's quite a few things happening.
Yes.
We mentioned quickly the Fetish Expo, which is the big event this coming Saturday.
Yes, it is.
Traders and expo peoples doing demos and also highlighting the latest and greatest in gear.
And fashion.
And
fetish fashion.
Fetish fashion. It is on at the Fitzroy Town Hall this Saturday, the 24th of September. It is an amazing day, and you can spend all day there. God knows I have in the past.
You can spend all your money there, too. And you can
spend a bit of that, too. Yeah, quite true. DJ Scott Anderson will be spinning the desks at the after party. Scotty is always a delight to at least watch, if nothing else. And and there are lots of parties actually on throughout Oz Kink Fest, but I guess, Sarge, this is a good opportunity for people who might never have experienced the sense of community in the fetish arena.
It's true.
The community is out in force throughout this time, and it's a great huge way to tap into it, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think that seeing something like this being put together is just one of the best ways to dip your toe into the kink community and to realize that you're not alone in your kink and fetish ideas if they're just a spark in your head, and just to come and see all that stuff that you fantasize about in the bedroom, and to see that there are so many people like you, and to see that there is not just a community but a family that play.
Good point.
And do these things not maybe just as a hobby but as a lifestyle.
And it's not all whips and cracks. It's, you know, there are things for people who have never tried this and just want to check it out. You won't feel out of place.
Correct.
I mean, you might even get turned on.
there's things as lightweight as bunny floggers all the way to whips.
And the bloody plushies. I mean, they're always out. They are always out.
Plushies.
The furries or whatever they
furries,
are.
Furries.
They're always out in force at this. What is that about? Ah, look, that and feet.
hey, don't knock somebody's kink.
No judgment. Freaks.
thank you.
Nothing better than a good compliment.
That's right. I love being called the freak. It's a good day.
So now we should mention, though, the workshops are the following weekend, the 1st and the 2nd of October, so the long weekend, essentially.
I hear that's a holiday weekend. Is that
correct? It is a holiday weekend. Okay. That's right, yes.
And there's another party on that weekend, Andrew.
There is. The Hellfire Resurrection is on the Friday, the 30th of September.
So, and on the Saturday,
yep,
is Club Kunst.
Club Kunst, that's right.
Yes.
Now, that's the No Holds Barred Play Party.
That's right.
It's usually sold out well in advance.
Yes, only limited tickets are available.
And so I imagine you'd have to get into that very quickly. Now, there is a website, Andrew.
There is. It is ozkinkfest.com.
And all of the information is there. However, we should say there are plenty of tickets available for the expo and the workshops.
Yes.
Now,
48 workshops, I want to say.
48?
There's 48 workshops.
In 2 days.
It's not just you.
It's not just me.
No. Thank God. No.
There are others.
There are people coming from all over the world to teach, actually.
So I imagine if there is something that does tickle your fancy, or other sensations, then check out AusKinkFest and check out the amazing workshops, and you could find out how to become an expert in your particular penchant.
I think that's a great way of putting it.
Right, so what do you intend to do to keep yourself busy other than your workshops whilst you're here, Sarge?
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh, really? Well.
What's a girl to do in around town?
Well, I did bring some toys with me, and I do have a fabulous sir here.
And who can say?
So, toys and a sir.
I find my best to keep her busy.
Well, at least you have someone local.
Yes.
Now, do you know any of the other featured artists that will be a part of this year's AusKinkFest?
There's a very exciting rope artist, Nawashi, and I hope I'm saying that name right.
I think so. I'm not sure either.
Who does amazing, amazing rope work. I'm like in the ridiculous, impressive rope artistry. Rope is not really my thing, per se.
But those that can do it, it's quite extraordinary.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I notice here that even our good friend KL Joy has got some a writing workshop. So if you're into kinky writing, even from love letters right through to the filthiest of novels, KL Joy would be a good workshop to go along to.
Absolutely.
In her kinky writing workshop. Now, there's also a micro branding workshop, I note.
I have just gotten into micro branding.
So what is micro branding?
Okay, I have just learned about this, and I'm like obsessed with this micro branding thing.
What is it?
Okay, on the smallest of scales, I hope that I'm going to
do it justice.
Taking the like tiniest of a blade. And then, well, this is microblading. I hope that
branding usually involves heat, doesn't it?
Yeah. So maybe I'm talking about microblading.
Well, what's microblading?
Okay, let's talk about microblading.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so microblading is like itty bitty cutting. Taking these itty bitty cuts and it's scarification.
Right.
Yeah, okay, but yeah. Tiny itty bitty cuts, and then you fill it with tattoo ink.
Oh, so you get a raised tattoo then? Yes.
It's like a little tattoo.
Because the tattoo ink would.
It doesn't last forever, but.
Oh. Okay.
It lasts for a good amount of time.
Wow.
It's really cool, and it doesn't really hurt.
Says Sarge.
Oh, well, I am a masochist. Oh, wait. Precursor. Masochist.
Let's not take that as gospel.
Extremely high pain level. Okay.
We'll be back with Sarge and Sir D right after this. You are with Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice on Joy 94.9.
Seahorse Victoria is a social and support group for the transgender community.
For the transgender community.
Seahorse Victoria, providing support to the community since 1975.
Share your issues problems, and
successes
with others who identify as trans in a safe and supportive social environment.
Find out more at seahorsevic.com.au.
Joy 94.9 is proud to support this community message.
Fireball.
It is your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice with you on Hide and Seek. Our guests, Sarge and Sir D. We've been talking about AusKinkFest. The 9th annual AusKinkFest kicks off this Saturday with Fetish Expo, Andrew.
It does. Now... And as we've said, there's the after party, Hellfire Resurrection.
So many parties.
And then on the 1st and 2nd of October, the following weekend, there's a full weekend of workshops, 48, wasn't it, workshops in 2 days. So, Sarge, you mentioned one of your workshops is the BDSM Style and Grace workshop.
Yes.
Can you give us a couple of key pointers about style and grace in BDSM?
Is it about doing it on point or?
Yes, adding ballet slippers. No. No. Have you ever heard of the word amodanashi?
No.
No.
I just wanted to see your faces when I said that.
Damn, I didn't have a camera.
I know, where's my selfie stick? No. What? Amodanashi. It's the Japanese art form of hospitality. So it's adding style and grace to your hospitality or service.
Tea?
More than tea.
More than tea.
So.
No tea, no shade.
Right, no tea, no shade. Exactly. So instead of just handing somebody a cup of coffee, so let's say I'm handing you this cell phone.
Yes.
Okay. There I am.
Yep.
I handed him a cell phone.
You did.
Okay. Or I could hand you a cell phone. I'm going to get down on my knees.
Right.
And pretend that I'm naked, and you can pretend I'm a man, because I think that would be more your style.
Sure.
Okay. All right. This
so
is
we're,
radio.
We're painting visual pictures on radio. Yeah. Sarge is now on her knees, his knees in this case, with both hands up in the air and head down in a subservient kind of manner.
Yes.
But with fluidity, I might add. And then eyeballs, Andrew.
Yes.
Once the said phone has been passed on.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yes. Right. So there's a whole sensuality that goes with when I'm pursuing handing a whip or massaging a whip or
anything.
Yeah,
it's a protocol or more than that.
It's beyond a protocol. It's an energy. It's an art. You know, it's
kind of sexy.
Kind of sexy. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it works.
I get it.
Every time I hand Sir coffee. I hand him coffee that way, and I make sure that the handle of the coffee is facing him so that it's easy for him to grab the coffee. Like, there's every bit of it goes into it.
See, I wouldn't have thought of that, Andrew. I would have got all there on my knees, handing it over, and the handle would be facing me.
And then they're like, wait, awkward. Yeah.
And it spilled it on your head.
Awkward panda.
I get that. That's so cool. Yeah. I like it.
But it's one of those things that people would have to be aware of.
You have to be aware. Yeah. Mm. It's a mindful practice.
But once you get it, everything becomes it, kind of.
Everything becomes it. Yeah. Right. I not only teach that portion of it, but I also teach people how to do the walk. There is a walk that goes
this
into...
This is going to be hard on radio.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you kind of have to come to the class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So tickets are available online at askfest.com.
But the walk's not just because you've bought a new pair of leather pants and you can't
move.
It's
not John Wayne. No. It's not John Wayne.
No, the walk is all about getting what it is that you want. So whether you live on the right side of the slash or the left side of the slash, it doesn't matter, but walking towards that person and making sure that they know what your intent is. So if you're asking for something like, I need you to beat my ass, walking towards them with the intention of, I need my ass beat, and making sure that you're going to get that, or I'm going to beat your ass, and walking towards them with the intention of, I'm going to beat your ass, and making sure that they're ready to have their ass beat.
There is a lot of mincing queens that could learn a lot on how to walk.
Right, it's the walk.
Sarge, Oz Kink Fest kicks off this weekend. Thank you so much. Absolutely. You're doing how many training workshops?
Six.
Check out Sarge and also Sir D at Oz Kink Fest. Check out all of Oz Kink Fest at
ozkinkfest.com.
And may you and yours have a kinky time.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing everybody.
Thank you.
Sorry, that's just a sympathy boner.
Andrew the Apprentice, Dean Beck with you on Hide and Seek.
Great to have Sarge and Sir D with us.
Always good value.
Now, Sarge, telling us about BDSM style and grace did remind me of another story.
Oh, please do tell.
And it is secondhand, though, but from my partner.
Okay.
But,
don't tell me the... Wreck the magic.
Okay. So, in the vaults of the old German mint where the party was being held...
Right.
There was a room where there was a sling and this guy in the sling and his partner was there... getting ready to shove a dildo into him.
Right.
Now, the dildo came out of the bag.
Yes.
The dildo got shown to the rest of the room a
the
la
assembled.
Lion King style.
Oh, right. And, you know, yes.
Here is the dildo. Oh. It's a big dildo. Let's put some Crisco on the dildo.
Right.
Let's show the dildo again to the rest of the room. Yes. Let's put some more Crisco on the dildo. Let's show the dildo to the rest of the room.
Build it up.
Build it up. Meanwhile, the other guy is just lying there in the sling, legs in the air. It took about 10 minutes for the dildo to go in.
God, he's a patient bottom. I've got to give him that.
He does.
Andrew, on that cheery note, great to see you again.
Great to see you, Dean.
We'll catch you again next week.
Bye.
Bye. Don't forget, it's time for you to tell our boss that you love Hide and Seek by filling out the Joy Listener Survey at joy.org.au and tell the world by giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes or Stitcher. Thank you.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.